John Jurkowski is reading off of his t-shirt.
Government didn't build my business, I did.
And why are you wearing it today?
Support Mitt Romney.
Jurkowski works for the LeClaire Manufacturing Company. That's the plant where Mitt Romney is holding his rally. The company's owner, Rob Zimmerman, introduces candidate Romney to the crowd and delivers a message to President Obama.
Mr. President, it isn't government that creates jobs. It's the people. It's businessmen and businesswomen. And if you really want to help small business, stop the regulations and get out of our way and let us go to work.
Romney hammers home the t-shirt slogan and hammers the president for saying government is part of building a business.
These guys and gals have on their t-shirt, I did build it. You've seen the signs around here that LeClaire Manufacturing built this enterprise with the hands right here. But what he said was not a gaffe. It was not a slip of the tongue. What he said was his philosophy.
It's a philosophy Romney paints in stark difference to his own. Where President Obama spoke of government and community help, Mitt Romney praises rugged individualism.
If a young person decides to work their heart out to try and make the honor roll, and they study and study and study and are able to do that, we say congratulations to them. Even though we know that to get to school they had to drive on a bus, we don't congratulate the bus driver for them getting the honor roll. We give the honor to the kid that achieved it.
The Obama campaign says Romney is taking the president's words out of context. But Romney cried foul.
The context is worse than the quote. Because he says if you're successful, you may think you're successful because you're smart. Or you're successful because you work hard. Well, a lot of people are smart, he says, and a lot of people work hard. I don't know where he was going with that idea, because, you know, in this country, we value people who work hard to improve their skills and to get education, to get smarter. We value people who work hard. We recognize the power of individuals.
But political scientist Dennis Goldford of Drake University says Romney's message may resonate exactly because it fits better on a t-shirt.
The Obama argument is that, we're all in this together, that in fact, yeah, you built your business, but you were able to do so only because you had a society and a government that did all sorts of things that provided the conditions that enabled you to build that business. Now, you see how much longer a statement that is?
Long or short. Some are still like Diane DeLashmont, who came to the Romney rally in her hometown.
I went to both the Obama rally and this one, and I'm still undecided on who I'm going to vote for.
DeLashmont says she's surprised by Romney's message.
I thought he was more, Romney was more for the wealthy people, and I didn't realize he was fighting for the middle class American.
DeLashmont says she likes both candidates, and what she wants is simple, a better life for her grandchildren. She just can't figure out which candidate's philosophy will deliver that. In Bettendorf, I'm Sandhya Dirks, Iowa Public Radio News.